He told me not to talk about it, but, you know, I definitely took it as a challenge. And so did my teammates. You know, it wasn't just a stab at me. It was a stab at our team. And it was just a little bit extra motivation for today's game.
A lot of times with younger players, you know, you don't really have a chance to know who you're facing, your opponent. You may know the team, but you don't know the individual players until you've seen the scouting report. So I kind of understand that can happen. And for us, though, it was motivation, of course, because our kids, you know, had a chance to see that, and I thought they responded in kind.
That was Chasen Randall and Coach Johnny Dawkins. Stanford, after Kansas, the young guys really had no idea who any of the Stanford players were. And they were asked about them, specifically Randall, and they had no clue. No clue. So you hear, it's a little dynamic of your freshmen versus your veteran guys who've been around for a while. Mm-hmm. Your freshmen, so many things have happened.
Right.
Coming fast at you.
Just bam, bam, bam.
Bam, 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 indeed. Speaking of that, Landers Chrysler Dodge Jeep. This segment brought to you by Landers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. They'd like to thank you for making them number one for over 20 years. Exit 121 off I-30. The original Landers Chrysler Dodge Jeep in Benton. Best service, best price. Over 600 new and 400 used for you to get the best selection in the state. Kevin Wilson will ensure that you get the best deal. They guarantee it, as a matter of fact.
Kevin will hook you up.
Good dude.
Mm-hmm.
Good dude.
Yep.
Website is Landers.com, so you can go ahead and check out online and make sure that they got exactly what you need. Very simple. The phone number, 501-316-4400. The original Landers, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. They get you taken care of. 501-433-1037 is the website. And we will get into this Razorback game here in a minute. We do have a caller on the line if you want to get in. Let's get in now because we'll talk some basketball here. Get ready for the game tonight, some NCAA tournament. Who hosed you? How about this? Dayton has already extended their coach, making a run to the Sweet 16. Extended his contract, Archie Miller, through the 2018-19 season.
Locking him up.
Not bad.
Yeah. Pretty good
what is
idea.
It doesn't mean anything.
No,
it's not even worth. I mean, because I guarantee you, after this year, he's going to get an offer from somebody.
Oh yeah, this is when you get jobs.
It's when he'll be like,
gets a job.
Thanks for that offer, Dayton. But I'm out of here.
I'm outie.
Bill, what's going on, man? You're in the zone.
What's up, fellas?
Oh man, what's just doing it.
Did you say Kanye owns some places called Kim's Butt Burgers?
Yeah, no kidding, right? Might get a lot more customers if they called it that. Yeah.
Did you guys hear about Roddy White welching on the bet on the Duke game?
I did hear about that.
What do you think? Should he pay or no?
Wait, unpack it for me. I'm unfamiliar. What had happened?
Well, he was going on Twitter about how Duke was gonna win. They were the best in this and that. And this guy hit him back and told him Mercer's going to beat him in the first round. So he hits the guy back and says, if Mercer wins, I'll give you season tickets on the 50-yard line of the Falcons. And the second the game is over, he's back on Twitter saying, oh, no, no, I ain't paying.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Man,
he ended up giving the guy, I think, tickets to the Chicago Bears game, which the guy's a fan of the Bears.
Yeah, the guy's a Bears fan, so he's going to give him a couple of tickets to one game.
Mm. I think that if in that situation, he clearly just threw that out there. It was one of those... Wasn't thinking. What does it cost? Season tickets, NFL game. I'm not even sure what season tickets in the NFL would cost, especially 50-yard line.
I don't know,
but I'm pretty sure he gets his free place for him.
Well, sure,
I bet he had to pay for him, but I mean, he should have done it. That's.
I don't know. I don't really have a problem with it because, as
really?
Roddy White put it, it was he threw it out there. It wasn't like there was the other guy had nothing to lose. There was no if Duke does win this. It just was kind of one of those off the cuff. Bets that I thought everyone jumped on him about. Would have been nice, though, if he did give it to the guy.
Hey, that's what my grandpa used to say, letting that alligator mouth write checks that hummingbird tail can't cash.
Yeah, it turned out he had alligator arms, eh?
All right, Bill, thanks for the call, buddy.
You know, back to that Kim Kardashian hamburger place, the thing about the burgers, you order them, but then you got to watch another rapper eat them.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Hey, Maddie, where do we have – here we go.
Yeah.
Here's our three-pointers.
It's a good time for that.
This is just a three-pointer.
Tonight, 10 p.m., Hogs are going to Cal, and
going back to Cali. That would have been a good one.
This is a huge, huge game for the Hogs. I hope a lot of folks look at some of these teams that are in the NCAA tournament and mm-hmm. look at their previous few seasons. And some of them have gone deep in the NIT tournament. It's important for the Hogs to be able to get that tournament experience, number one, have a chance to go on the road, just get more confidence, playing as a team. You can try and simulate game action at practice, but there's nothing like a game.
No.
Tonight, my first point, and you jump in whenever you want. First action has to be to the basket. Their double-double guy, Solomon's out, averaging almost 1.5 blocks per game.
Mm.
I've said it before, always say it. Your highest percentage shots, dunks, layups, and free throws. I'll throw in open three-point shots.
Like an inside-out three, right?
Coming off, balance, yeah. Even if swinging it around the perimeter.
Feet squared up.
The most devastating move in all of basketball is dribble penetration. That's great. The Hogs have the ability to do that, especially with they've got to take advantage of that. Going on the road, so many times we've seen you can pack sneakers, you can pack your shorts, mm-hmm. you can pack your toothbrush, but so many times guys cannot pack that jump shot and take it from home on the road with them.
Get to the cup, son.
High percentage shots, man. That's a road recipe.
We got to be able to rebound today, too. Yeah.
Number two. Bench play. Check out this stat from the last time they played Cal.
Yes.
And this has been a theme for the Hogs throughout victories and, unfortunately, through some of their losses. Bench play. Last time they played Cal, the Hogs outscored them. Their bench outscored Cal's bench 64-19.
Wow.
Let that sink in for a second.
Wow.
Final of that game was 85-77. We lost by 8. Bench scored 64 of the 77 points. The strength of this team is the depth. The strength is no question is their depth. At one point during the season, I looked at it and I said, the great thing is you don't know who's going to step up for this team. One day may be Qualls. Next time might be Bell. Might be Harris. Bobby Portis. There was just so many guys who were contributing. Mm-hmm. Then I looked at it as, does that mean they're all inconsistent?
We don't have an alpha dog yet, man. Do you think we do? Because I don't.
No. And I was – at times I like to see different guys.
Sure.
I don't like to see it being inconsistent where you go from having a game where you're being – you're part of the game. You're into it. It doesn't matter if you're making shots, but you're certainly effective in the game. And then you go to where basically you disappear. So just go tell the importance of this team and how important their bench is if they don't give me anything. Against South Carolina, first round in the SEC tournament, bench didn't give me anything.
Nope.
And that was it. Number three. The strength of this team, I always say it, is the perimeter pressure. Because of their depth, because of how they have to score, get up and down. The perimeter pressure of this team, I'm talking Gully, Wade, Scott, who, when he comes in, Kiko Hydar can do it. Those guys can pick up the pace.
Mm-hmm. And Kai, yeah.
Kai Madden could do it. And it's catchy. It's contagious.
Yeah, it is. Well, Kai's been playing some good ball, man. I'm buying him right now. He's been playing well. He handles the ball. I trust him with the ball now. And I didn't earlier in the season, but now I do.
It was like somebody flipped a switch with him late in the season last year, started playing well, then started this season knocking down shots that there were many times where he was the only guy making shots.
Yeah. He's our leading scorer.
At clutch times. Yeah. And it was just something you never thought that you'd get out of him. And so he's certainly has played a lot better. I know he had high expectations coming in from high school.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, and I think now he's certainly getting more comfortable, understand what his role is.
Right.
You never know when you go on the road, though. That's the unfortunate thing.
That's right.
You never, ever know.
Cal's a 2.5-point favorite. Who you taking tonight?
I got to go with the Hogs, my man.
Taking the Hogs?
I want to believe that Coach Anderson is got these guys mentally where they need to be. I truly believe that he has sold them in an NIT game. You got to wonder about where these guys' heads are. They thinking about, well, we didn't make the NCAA tournament. It is spring break time.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to check out? Do we really want to be here?
Right.
I think that Coach Anderson has been preaching to these guys throughout the entire year about the process every day, regardless who we're playing, regardless what game we're playing in. I think he's been preaching that successfully to these guys. Also, these seniors who have never won a postseason game other than the other night against Indiana State.
Mm-hmm.
They want to be able to make their mark.
They're hungry for it, yeah.
So you couple those things, I'm hoping and praying. Then again, you go on the road, sometimes you just never know what could happen. But I'm hoping that that kind of motivation get these guys have a good run in this NIT. And then flip the script, LSU, SMU tonight, 8 p.m., we get the winner of that game if we can take care of business against Cal. Let's take a break here. We'll take more of your calls. Sean from Pine Bluff, come straight to you, 501-433-1037. And some more live fan feedback, and we'll put the finishing touches on the Zone Buzz Radio Network.